Charge here?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Krasko. Is the Bureau taking over?
You're welcome to any help that I can give you, but that's not why I'm here. What can you tell me?
Silent alarm tripped 30 minutes ago. We think there's one robber, armed, probably a handgun. Definitely no pro or he would have been long gone. Single gunshot about 20 minutes ago. Blinds are down, but we think we've got a body on the floor. Are you not here to take over?
Two more agents might be in there.
Skinner! Skinner!
Hold it right there.
Do I know you?
Stop this! Don't let this happen!
Doesn't have to end like this.
Yeah, it does.
Hello?
coming through down there. Ah, it's my damn waterbed. My damn waterbed sprung a leak. I know I'm not supposed to have water, but I don't know what to tell you. I think it was a gift. All right. The meeting.
No, you didn't miss the meeting. You're extraordinarily late for the meeting. It's still going on.
What are you doing down here?
We took a short break and I came looking for you. What are you doing down here, Mulder?
I'm having the best damn day of my life. Any moment I'm about to burst into song. Zippity-doo-dah. My waterbed sprung a leak and shorted out my alarm clock. My cell phone got wet and crapped out on me. And the check I wrote my landlord to cover the damages is going to bounce if I don't deposit my pay. You ever had one of those days, Scully?
Since I've been working here? Yeah. When did you get a waterbed, Mulder?
Bank's just down the street. I'll be back in 10. Cover for me, will you?
When do I not?
Good. Pam?
Go run your errand already.
Yeah, I just gotta go pick something up. No biggie.
Hi, Bernard. No biggie.
I'll be 10 minutes late here for me.
Hey, man, you need to watch it next time.
You watch it.
Right on schedule. You're good. I never did that before.
Assuming these trends continue well into the coming year, other DOJ projections estimate a larger 2-3% drop in the overall homicide rate versus the 1-1.5% cited in the earlier Tanner study. However, there is some dispute that the statistical methodology in this latter study is not the DOJ preferred methodology. In any case, added variables make crime trends for the coming year particularly hard to predict.
The unpredictable future, which brings us to Agent Mulder. Will he or will he not grace us with his report?
Next in line, please.
on the floor!
Oh, God, don't shoot her!
Shut up!
You're the boss. It's all right.
All right! I'm the boss. No side alarms, no die packs. Do it like the insurance company taught you. Start with the counter money.
Quicker you go, quicker I go.
Everybody else out here on the floor. Ah! Leave the last one. No tricks. All right, come on, come on, come on.
Zippity-doo-dah.
All right, get your keys. Come around here. We're going to open up the ATM.
Hey, lock the doors. You forgot to lock the front door.
On the ground.
Expense reimbursement. Who's got those figures? All I've got here is third and fourth quarter.
No.
Assistant director.
Charge here.
I am, unless the bureau's taking over.
Skinner!
Hey, hold it!
Skinner! Don't let them charge in there. Skinner?
Do I know you?
Skinner!
They're supposed to call, right?
They're not gonna call.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Look, I gotta call you something, right? How about Steve? It's a nice, honest name. Steve.
Bernard.
To get my partner out of here.
I'm blowing this whole freaking place right off the map. They come in here.
Oh, look, they don't know that. Don't you realize that? They can't see you. They don't know what your plan is.
They better know. They damn well better figure it out.
Just walk in front of the door and show them.
You want to get me killed?
I want everybody to live. That's all. Just show them. You have control over everything that happens here. You do. And it doesn't have to end this way.
Yeah, it does.
No!
Yeah? It's coming through down there. It's my damn waterbed. It sprung a leak. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to have water, but I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I mean,
gotta be somebody.
It's nobody you know, Bernard. Forget it.
There's something I gotta do. I want you to come.
I'm not going with you.
Look, I'm not asking. Pam? Don't go getting all weird on me.
It'll only take a couple minutes.
Look, Bernard. Just go to work. It's not too late.
I'm not going to work today. And don't say they're going to fire me.
I wasn't going to say that.
Because you know what? Who cares? Like there's a big future in mopping floors. Like that's something to lose.
We lose everything.
No, no. I got a plan. This time tomorrow, Pam.
Everything will be roses.
I missed the meeting.
Oh, not yet, but only because it's the longest in FBI history.
What are you doing down here, then?
Well, I came looking for you. We took a 5-minute break 3 minutes ago. Mulder, your cell phone's not working. Did you oversleep?
Scully, did you ever have one of those days you wish you could just rewind and start all over again from the beginning?
Yes, frequently. But, I mean, who's to say that if you did rewind it and start over again, that it wouldn't end up exactly the same way?
So you think it's all just fate? We have no free will?
No, I think that we're free to be the people that we are, good, bad, or indifferent. I think that it's our character that determines our fate.
And all the rest is just preordained? I don't buy that. There's too many variables, too many forks in the road. I mean, I meant to be on time to work this morning, but my waterbed springs a leak, flooding my apartment and the apartment below me. So that makes me late for the meeting. And then I realize I got to write a check to cover the damages to my landlord. But as I'm walking to work, I realize that that's going to bounce unless I deposit my pay. So now I got to go to the bank, which makes me even later.
Since when did you get a waterbed?
I might just as easily not have a waterbed, and then I'd be on time for this meeting. You might just as easily have stayed in medicine and not gone into the FBI, and then we would never have met. Blah, blah, blah.
Fate.
Free will. With every choice, you change your fate.
Then let's change yours. I will deposit your check. You gather your files, go to Skinner's office, give your report before he takes it out on both of us.
Mulder!
the bank today.
Excuse me?
Bernard's in there. Please, don't go in the bank.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
You pass me every day on the street. Every single day. This day. On your way to the bank. And then you go inside and everybody gets killed. You, your partner, Bernard, everybody.
I pass you and then we're dead.
Yes, over and over. Only last time you looked at me like you knew me. Like you remembered. Please remember me.
Drop it?
I ain't dropping nothing.
You put yours down.
I'll shoot her!
What do you think I'll do then? Bernard? That's your name, right?
Bernard, she's not dead. You're not a murderer yet.
You can end this the right way.
Sir, please. Listen to them. Don't hurt anybody else. A whole lot of police are coming.
They tripped the alarm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know already. I'll pay for it.
Don't go inside the bank today.
The bank?
Craddock Marine, 8th Street branch, a block from here.
I'm not following. Did you get separated from your tour?
I'm here to see you. I'm begging you. Please don't go this time. Don't let Mulder go either.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, miss. You're not supposed to be in this area.
If you walk in that bank, you'll die. Both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, hey. I missed the meeting?
Huh? No, no, we took a 5-minute break about 3 minutes ago. Mulder, your cell phone's not working.
Wow, that is so strange.
What?
I just got the weirdest sensation of deja vu. I've been having it all morning.
Well, it's fairly common.
Yeah, but never to this degree. I mean, I woke up, I opened my eyes, it was soaking wet. It's a long story, but I had the distinct sensation that I had lived that moment before.
Well, you may have. Did you do a lot of drinking in college?
I wonder what it means.
Well, I don't see why it has to mean anything.
Well, you know, some Freudians believe the deja vu phenomenon to be repressed memories escaping the unconscious. That it represents a desire to have a second chance to set things right.
Set what kind of things right?
Whatever's wrong.
Mulder, it's more likely that we're talking about a simple neurochemistry, a glitch in the brain's ability to process recognition and memory. Doesn't mean that the memory's authentic.
Yeah, well, but what if it were?
What if you'd lived this moment before and now you're living it again?
Yeah, so that I could right some wrong or change fate.
Well, right now I'd say you're fated to go to this meeting.
No, actually, I'm fated to go to the bank.
Mulder. What bank?
It's Craddock, right down the street.
8th Street.
What?
Some woman just stopped me in the hallway not 10 minutes ago. She knew both of our names, and she warned against either of us entering into the Craddock branch on 8th Street. She said that we'd die.
What did she look like?
5'8", thin, green eyes, dyed hair. And I mean, maybe you know her. Maybe it's just somebody pulling a prank.
I'll use the ATM machine. I don't want to tempt fate.
All right, our next order of business is federal crime projections. Who's got those figures?
Right here. You all just bear with me 1 second. Federal crime projections.
Description. You're the woman that gave a warning to my partner, aren't you? Have we met?
More times than I can count. Right here on this sidewalk. Usually you walk right by, you'll pass a few minutes earlier, a few minutes later, little details, they change. But it always ends the same.
What always ends the same?
You keep having this conversation.
We go inside the bank, and we all die. That's what you told my partner. Is something going to happen inside the bank? Is there going to be a robbery?
Every time I tell you there's going to be a robbery, you run in there to try to stop it, and that's when things go bad. Don't you see? We're all in hell. I'm the only one who knows it. Something went very wrong on this day the first time around. Something got screwed up. Things didn't end the way they were supposed to. You know, it's like a needle stuck in a groove.
You're saying this day repeats over and over again?
Until we get it right. Until my boyfriend doesn't blow up that bank. I have tried everything to stop him. I've hid his keys. I've drugged his coffee. I even called the police on it myself. He always gets here. He's meant to. It's you. It's you and your partner every time. If it wasn't for you, nobody would die.
If what you're saying is true, how come I don't remember it? How come you're the only one?
That's got to be 50 times you've asked me that.
51. What's the answer?
I don't know. I just do. Glad you don't. You can stop this. You're the variable. It has to be you. I have tried everyone else. All I'm asking is just walk away.
That's assuming these trends continue well into the coming year. Other DOJ projections estimate a larger 2-3% drop in the overall homicide rate versus the 1-1.5% cited in the earlier Tanner study. However, there's some dispute that
Agent Arnold, where's Scully?
She just left, Mulder. I sent to look for you.
Excuse me. Missed the meeting.
You didn't miss the meeting. You're extraordinarily late for the meeting.
Bank's just down the street. Cover for me, will you?
We good, Pam? Pam?
I know. Just gotta go pick something up, no biggie.
What is with you? Why are you always in a mood?
Nothing ever changes.
Things are gonna change. You wait and see. I'll be 10 minutes.
Wait here for me. You look really familiar to me.
Do I?
Yeah. No? All right, I'm sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
May I help the next in line, please?
Estimate a larger 2 to 3% drop in the overall homicide rate versus the 1 to 1.5% cited in the earlier Tanner study. However, there is some dispute that the statistical methodology in this latter study is not the DOJ preferred methodology. In any case, added variables make crime trends for the coming year.
Excuse me, Agent Scully?
Excuse me.
It's Agent Mulder, Civet Surgeon.
Mulder, where are you?
I'm at the bank.
Yeah, I know where you are, but what's taking so long?
Scully, I need you to do something for me right now.
Please?
What's this about?
My partner said you'd know.
Take it. I'm a federal agent. I don't want us all to die in here.
What are you talking about?
You've got a girlfriend outside in the car. And you've got a bomb. Something very bad is going to happen here today. And I want you to know that I'm not going to let it happen. But if you walk out that door right now, I'm not going to stop you. You're in charge here, Bernard.
You're damn right.
You can change your fate.
Believe me, ask her.
Drop it!
Get away from her, Pam.
This isn't gonna work. You can't be in here.
Drop it now!
You drop it.
Listen to me, Bernard.
You get her out of here!
You get her out of here. You're dooming her by doing this. You're making her live this day over and over again. Her, you, me, all of us.
What the hell are you talking about?
Every day you die in here, and every day it starts all over again. You can't want this for her. It's hell.
Hell. I'm doing this for her.
Listen to him, Bernard.
Put your damn gun down.
Put your gun down, Scully. Trust me, it's the only way to get out of here. You got to put your gun down and let them out. He's got a bomb.
You son of a bitch!
No!
Oh,
is Agent Dana Scully with the FBI.
Yeah.
Mulder, it's me.
Late again, aren't I, Scully?
No, not yet, but Skinner wants to see us in his office as soon as possible. He's asking for a report on the robbery yesterday.
I'll be there in an hour.
I'd like to hear it, too.
Well, you were there, Scully.
That's not what I mean. You still won't explain what happened yesterday. How you knew that Bernard Oates was trapped with explosives.
Call it a feeling.
And it was also a feeling that he had an accomplice waiting in the car?
I don't think she was an accomplice. I think she was just trying to get away.
Are you okay?
I'll be there in an hour.
This.